For a long time Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach and without the law. But as for you, be strong, do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. 2 Chronicles 15:3-7. It is Father's Day, a time of recognition, of acknowledgement, and appreciation of earthly fathers. To those who have stayed the course and suffered much by way of sacrifices, thank you for your love and dedication to your family, and by extension, your community and nation. To those who have sown seeds but not tended to the care of the garden that they planted, I ask you to reflect on the choices that you have made and the consequences that have fallen from them, maybe not upon you, but upon your children. To all those who have abandoned their children, left the weeds to take over the garden, I ask you, does the thought of them ever cross your mind, and how do you handle those moments when you know where you should be, but refuse to acknowledge where that is? May I encourage each of you to do the hard things, to deny yourself, to make sacrifices that you are called to make as a father, and protect your children from the predators that are out amongst us today, to provide for them rather than for the state to step in and fill your shoes. Fathers, be there for the emotional support for your sons and daughters. Be there when they need you. Be there to teach them about the things of this dark and wicked world. Be there when the devil deceives them and draws them into the darkness. Fathers, come yourself to the Lord, to the Heavenly Father, and seek these things from Him for yourself, and your family will benefit and be blessed from what you gain in wisdom from the Lord. We are in a time when both our men, fathers, and the church have fallen and not asked for the hand of God to pick them up. The generations have watched the steady decline of those things that are true and good to the point today when good is called evil and evil is called good. And instead of a place of trust and sacrifice, the seeds of discord, of discontentment and hatred have been sown, from the pain that fills the air and the cries that fill the night. And as darkness spreads across a land that once shone brightly on a hill, we watch as the seeds of division begin to sprout, take root, and grow. These have been fed and watered with discord, with envy flowing out from the shadows and into the streets, becoming an army unleashed with only destruction to what or whoever stands in its way. And the outreach of their father, the devil, a force with no friends, no cares, no concerns for actions or their consequences, only a course set on a path of destruction. Useful idiots too many have become. They don't understand what they fight or what they are actually fighting for or against. They refuse to seek, therefore they will not find. They refuse to ask, therefore they will not understand. And what they do brings them face to face with what they claim that they don't want. And they are unable to see or hear as the chains are attached, as the doors are closed, and as darkness sets in. And the fires are being stoked as the cords of wood are being stacked. And a sweet, sickening smell, so strong that it can be tasted, arises. And it is not the smell of liberation, of freedom or life, but of blood and bondage and death. And they can be found rushing towards it with open arms. They are ripe for the harvest. Death stands outside their door. Folly stands at the corner, calling them seductively to come. And they rush into her arms, only to be crushed by the weight that she places around their necks and the burdens that she sets on their backs. What is done will be of man's making, the choosing of death over life. And woe fall upon the earth, and none will escape its touch. We are called to remember the dark days, not fall back into them, to remember the times when our leaders led people down dark paths, paths that have brought the people to worship false beliefs, false prophets, false gods, and to fall for lies, and to drink from the cup of deceit, being given over to the delusion presented them. Israel would be warned time and time again, and yet she would fall into the trap set for her. She would follow the nations and worship their gods, turning aside from the one true God, and she would forget her calling and purpose and lose sight of all that she was or had been called out of the world to be. She would forsake her God, but he would return to her when she sought him out. It was then that she would find him, and he would gather her up, protecting her from her enemies, and in restoring life to her, he would bless the people and the land that he had given to them. Three things are noted in this verse in 2 Chronicles 15 and 3. Israel was without God for a long time. They were without a priest to teach, and they were without the law. They would begin to worship idols and false gods, turning from the one true God. They forgot that it was he who had led them out of Egypt, who gave them their freedom and a land to call their own. He had blessed them richly. They became the fear of other nations because of the things that God had done. And the nations saw that their God was powerful and to be feared. But influence and poor leadership brought to the land false religions, false gods, false promise, and evil kings, priests who set themselves and their laws above God's. And so by these things, the leaders of the people saw advantage in their gain through deceit, and so they took first from God, and then they took from the people. There was no thought to malice, no thought to hardships, no thought to anything but their own creature comfort. Today we see these same people in the offices that lead this nation. We see it in the pastors that proclaim false gospels. Where is the counsel of the Lord? Where are the teachers of the church? How the conviction of deceit and theft of those things that are the Lord's are ignored. They have been trampled down and so quickly forgotten as the seeds of destruction continue to be planted even within the church. And when there is no spiritual, biblical teaching to the people, and when the things of God are replaced with comforts, and when the Lord is only called upon to provide but otherwise ignored, then that people have opened the floodgates of hell upon themselves, and until they return to God, he will do what must be done to get their attention and draw them back from the edge of the abyss. When we refuse to acknowledge the things of God and what he has done, when we fail to heed the warnings that he gives, and when we are too arrogant to believe that what happened somewhere else to someone else could not happen here, we have only to look back at the journey, and we will see that we are in fact, in spirit, the nation of Israel. Like her, we too have been given much, blessed in ways that no other nation has been blessed. And like her, we have turned our back on God time and time again, turning and running from our families, turning on our communities, and leaving the defending of our nation, our children, to men and women whose concern is not for our children, but for their comforts. Today, we are witnessing the fruits of this trust in others and their true motives and their hearts. Today, our children fight for causes that will enslave them, but they have been convinced that they will find freedom in these ways. Today, autonomy is the key word. It means that whatever pleases you, that's right for you, and if someone has a problem with it, their mind needs to be changed, whether willingly or by force. It changes the rules for morals and ethics as each person can set the tone for what they believe, and therefore there is no standard, but an ever-evolving and impossible-to-catch or reach revelation. No understanding, only actions and reactions exist. Only here and only now will these things be accepted. Man's laws will not trump God's laws, and these things believed. Today I would ask you to remember your Father. If he has abandoned you and yet lives, pray that he will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ before his last breath. If he is near but yet far, so far from you, pray that his eyes may be opened and his ears, that he may hear the Lord calling for him to come, and that he would see the heaviness and the burdens that he has placed upon you by his actions, and come. And if he is with you in every way, celebrate and thank God for the gift of a father in your life, for you are blessed even when he calls you to discipline, and know that he does it in love. And what he gives you, like a sponge, soak it up and take it into your life and the lives of your children. Today I encourage each of you to lift up the men in your life, whether they are young or old, whether they are today fathers or yet to be. The lessons that are set before them will be their influence for life. pray for them that it is the word of the Lord that they hear, that they follow, and that they obey. Pray for the Lord to protect them and guide them into fatherhood and the blessings that come, even by way of sacrifice. Heavenly Father, forgive us for the way that we have treated our men in our day. As we lift them up to you, may you remind them of whose they are, of who they are, and the calling that has been placed upon them. And then, Lord, teach them your ways so that they and their children may live. Amen.